1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon as we get set for the men's contest between Hastings College and the University of Sioux Falls, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And coach, sitting at 2-4 in the season after a very successful year a year ago, 24-9, just talk about the first six games of the season.
Well, I think it's been obviously a very up and down situation we've had to go through here. Schedule didn't fare out overly well with losing our Doan Classic. Gave us a long break in between our first couple games, and one team two times in about 8 days, you know, playing the same team. And a lot of travel, been out to Iowa, been down to Kansas a couple different times, and now heading up to South Dakota. So we've seen the better parts of the Midwest here, but we've just got to find a way to get ourselves a little bit more consistent and just staying consistent throughout a 40-minute period, because that's been our biggest miscue right now, is just lack of consistency in any shape or form.
Well, you look up and down the roster for 2010-2011, a couple of familiar names back there, but a ton of new faces for this season.
Well, it really is, and I tell you, I think, you know, and I've had to answer this question quite a few times, because I think the optimism was pretty high coming into this year, and not, you know, it's a long, long, long way to go, and I understand that too, but we've also got to approach things with a little bit better sense of urgency than maybe we have here the last couple games. But it's not like we have bad basketball players. I think we have really good basketball players. We're just playing badly right now. And if that makes any sense to anybody, or if it doesn't make any sense, come watch us play, and I think it'll make sense pretty quickly. But we have a slew of young talent that's come in and really contributed in a lot of different ways. We've had a couple transfers that, you know, have been spotty, one of them due to injury, one of them just, again, lack of consistency, and probably knowing what I want from him more than anything. So we've had some struggles, but I think, you know, the good thing about it is we've got plenty of talent. It's just a matter of when all that stuff is going to gel. And in talking to our seniors, they've been very good, but it does get frustrating for them, because nobody wants to go out there last year of college basketball on a downslide. So, you know, one of our seniors actually mentioned to me, he said, "Coach, we just have to be a little bit more patient and allow things to take their natural course, because you can't have a crash course in college basketball when you're asking major minutes from young players."
I guess the main focus to begin the season was to replace Jeremiah Slough at that point guard position. How has that kind of solidified itself?
Well, you know, and to Jeremiah's credit, you know, I didn't have to do a heck of a lot of coaching in that spot for a couple of years. And then you'd go back a couple of years prior to that, and you had Corey Fanger, and a couple of years prior to that, you had Craig Detoit. So I've been at Hastings now. This is my ninth year, and basically 7 of the 9, I haven't really had to worry about a heck of a lot from that position. And it's kind of taken care of itself. And I think we've got good point guards, but even Nate Olson, who's a returner, probably has only played about 50 minutes of college basketball his first 2 years, you know, at the varsity level. So it's very difficult. And you know, the thing that I quickly realized as we start doing some midweek individual meetings with kids is I don't know them well enough, and they don't know me, because our freshman point guard out of Norfolk, Brady Lawman, flat out said, "Coach, I don't know what to do in this particular instance." And that was just a slap in the face to me that I haven't done a very good job of conveying my message, and I've just got to spend more time with these young kids.
One youngster that has stepped up is the kid out of Lincoln, Tobin Reinwald, 18.8 points per ball game so far for Hastings through the first six contests. Just talk about him.
Well, I tell you what, he came off the bench, you know, our first game, I think he had 21, came off the bench. Our second game had 25, and he continued to come off the bench. And I was one of those, you know, you probably should start the kid, but he develops a pretty good comfort level when he's in or doesn't start, you know, and he kind of gets a tempo and a feel for the game, and he just really attacks the basket so well, and he shoots a very high percentage from the three-point line. And we've had to start him here the last couple games just because I think he's one of our better players. But the thing about Tobin is he has yet to even closely graze his overall offensive ability or his ability as a player. He's just doing what he does best, and that's just pinning his ears back and going to the basket. But there's going to quickly be enough film out there that people are going to understand how to guard him, and he's going to have to change his game a little bit because he's not going to be able to do those things each and every night like he's been able to the last six games.
Another kid that's producing offensively, Donovan Schultz, a senior from Aurora, Colorado. He was not with the squad a year ago. He's averaging right at 18 points per ball game. Just talk about him.
Well, Donovan is a big asset for us. He's a big, strong kid. He's 6'6", about 230 pounds, and the thing about Donovan is he can step outside, and he's one of our better percentage three-point shooters. Unfortunately, he's had some injury issues here, and he hasn't been able to play with us for the last, it's been four games now, you know. So he played that opening weekend and has not made a trip with us since. He's just really banged up, and we're hoping we can get him back on track here this weekend. He's going to travel with us and see if we can't get him in and back to contributing.
One thing you do have, a lot of size. We have not had that in the past. This year, pretty good.
Yeah, we do. We have some size. So I think, you know, ultimately we're going to be able to play a couple different ways. And it's not necessarily size even in the low post as much. But when you put 6'7 wings out there like Fletcher and 6'5 wing like Reinwald, and you can go 6'1 or 6'2 at the point, you know, and you still have Marvin who's about 6'8, you know, all those things, we do have the opportunity to play a couple different styles of tempo. And we can go small and a little quicker. We can go big and kind of slow things down, a luxury that we did not have here the last couple of years. But it's also, again, with different tempos, require different skill sets and mindsets, more importantly. And we have yet to establish one mindset at this point, let alone a couple different ones.
What's this team lacking right now that you see after the six games?
Well, I just don't know if we have a toughness about us mentally that we're going to need to get through a good conference like the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're just not very tough, and that leads to our inconsistency right now, simply because, you know, we're giving up the same plays over and over, you know, and we're either not tough or we're insane, because that's exactly the definition of insanity. And we've just got to find a way to overcome things, and our guard play has got to be better, because as coaches we're spending too much time calling timeouts to get adjustments, calling timeouts to slow tempo, calling timeouts to get substitutions even at times, you know. So we're just not, our guards are not doing a good enough job of controlling the game. But again, they're all new, they're all young, and that's just going to take us some time.
That leads into a statistic, 18 turnovers per ball game. Obviously a little bit high, but is that just the youth trying to blend together?
Well, it is, and unfortunately, you know, you're going to have turnovers, and we understand that. You're never going to go a game without turnovers, but we've got to decrease the number of turnovers that we're playing with, 4 to 5 to 6 turnovers a game. And there's good turnovers and there's bad turnovers. If we throw the ball over our postman's head because he's running out long and we just make a miscue on the pass and it goes out of bounds, we have a chance to get our defense set and at least get a defensive possession out of that play. That I can live with those things. When we're rebounding it and trying to dribble through traffic and we're throwing some crazy pass that I've never even seen us throw in practice, those are the ones that are killing us. And you know, I told our point guards, we're like Brett Favre right now. We're not only throwing interceptions, but we're throwing interceptions for touchdowns and interceptions for short fields and things like that. We're giving the ball away at midcourt, and it gives us very little time to get back defensively. So turnovers are going to happen, and it's a part of the game. You want to limit them, you want to correct them, and you want to minimize them on all those things. But at the same time, if we turn it over at half court, that just does not give us a great opportunity to get back and guard anybody defensively.
You start the conference season here this afternoon against Sioux Falls, a team that's coming off of a 25-10 season from a year ago. They're picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference, so you couldn't ask for any tougher of an opener in the conference.
Well, you know, we're kind of used to playing on the road and used to playing in tough environments at this point, so hopefully we'll grow from that experience a little bit. And obviously conference play always brings another level of intensity that, you know, I think our young kids are just starting to understand the level of effort that goes into competing for 40 minutes on the road against a non-conference team, let alone you throw in one of the top 2 to 3 teams in the conference right out of the gate. So it's going to definitely be a different change for us just from that standpoint. But what we really have to do is you know, for as many opportunities in years past as we've had to really dial in on our opponent and worry about what we could do to control a team or to exploit a team's weak spots or anything like that. Right now, we've got so much time and energy focused on just the Hastings College Broncos and what we need to do to be successful and trying to correct ourselves that we haven't done as much preparation as we have in years past on our opponents, simply because we've got information overload right now with some of our kids. They're thinking so much that we're taking their athleticism away and we're taking away any amount of opportunity they have to make a play. So we're really getting back to just the core principles of things and just defensive positioning, continued blockouts, taking care of the basketball, spacing offensively, things that we can control necessarily. And hopefully if we can find a level of that consistent play that I've been talking about so much, I think we'll have an opportunity, because when we've played well, we've been really good. I mean, you know, we're still shooting nearly 50% from the field offensively, but we're giving up 47. You know, so we've just got to become a better defensive team. And a lot of that can't be done with scouting reports, but right now we've got to learn how to consistently guard a ball screen one way rather than try and guard it two or three ways at this juncture in the season.
So we've not spent a whole lot of time preparing for Sioux Falls today?
Well, we will, and we'll make sure that we watch our film, and but we're not going to break it down as in-depth as we have been able to in years past, simply because, you know, our kids don't, most of them don't even know where Sioux Falls is or what their school colors are. So to get them to figure out, you know, who Matt Malloy is or Eric Tisby or any of those things is foolish for me at this point. We got to let them know we're going to South Dakota and we're going to play a basketball game right now.
They may not know who those two individuals are, but tell you what, you and I both know, and they're pretty good basketball players.
Yeah, they really are. And Sioux Falls is kind of a funny team, and I think if we do things correctly, we're going to be able to exploit their guards. And their guards are good, but they're small. And they start to, below 5'10 guards, and then they come off the bench with a 6-foot freshman. But now inside, they're huge. I'm talking 6'8", 230, 6'7", 230. You know, they're big. So, you know, what I've told our guys is you're going to be able to get shots off over small guards, but you're going to really have to be clever when you get down around the rim and use your fakes and use your savvy down around the rim, because they're big, strong, physical kids. So that could hopefully be to our benefit even on the defensive end, because now we've got 6'7 and 6'5 guards guarding 5'8, 5'9 guards. You know, so we can give them a cushion, hopefully take away some of that quickness and still be able to contest shots. And our guards are going to do a lot better job rebounding than we have here the last three games.
It's no secret what Sioux Falls is going to do. They're going to try to pound the ball inside of those big, strong kids. So naturally, our inside play is going to be 8-1 today.
Yeah, it's going to. We're going to have to shorten the floor, and we're going to have to take some possessions out of the game. You know, we've tried to play the way we have here in the last couple of years, and it's just not conducive right now for where we are developmentally. And we're just going to have to kind of – when we've got an opportunity to run, we've got to go. There's no doubt about that. But we're not going to be able to throw it around silly-nilly like we could a year ago and get away with Vaughns and Slough and Dossett making baskets, because those things just aren't going to happen for us right now. So we've just got to be a little bit more deliberate on both ends of the floor, and that's what I've told our kids. You know, we've got to really make sure that we keep our body in front of the ball. When the shot goes up, we've got to – I mean, we're just going to have to absolutely fight, because Sioux Falls is a very, very physical team. And they're just going to go through you. They're not going to go around you. They're not going to go under you. They're going to go through you and over you. So if we don't put a body on a body, it could be a long afternoon.
What style do we want to play? What do we have for talent this year? What are we going to play?
Well, I think you're going to see that we have the talent. It's just it's a matter of maturation, and it's a thing where we just can't step up and flip pages on a calendar and get kids better that way. And there's a due diligence that comes with playing the way that we have here in years past, and it just takes time to learn. You know, I think Northwestern went through it the last couple of years, you know, to where they lost a great talent group of seniors in the last couple of years. They've been around the 500 mark, and people up there are scratching their head going, what the heck's going on? Well, you're doing it with freshman and sophomore. And, you know, like I told somebody the other day, you take four kids out of your program that have been here for the minimum of 2 years, take four 22-year-old men out of your program, and you supplement that with three 18-year-old boys, that's a big difference. It's a big difference in emotional and physical and mental maturity that you just can't give them overnight. And I know we've got the right kids doing the right things. It's just going to take a little bit more time and patience on everybody's end.
Okay, good to it.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon as we get set for the men's contest between Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls here this afternoon. If you missed it, the Hastings College women going down to defeat in game number one today. Final score of 86-46. So the Hastings College women now 4-4 in the season. They will get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Tuesday. Alicia Stadler led the way with 20 points for Hastings College in that ballgame. Hastings College men sitting at 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. Hastings so far this year has been able to pick up wins over Bethany of Kansas, 80-76. They've also beaten Bethany the second time, 77-71. Hastings has lost to York, 107-106. They're currently on a 3-game losing streak. They've dropped a 15-point decision to William Penn, 77-62. They've lost to Graceland, 85-77. And they have lost to Sterling, 82-68. Hastings has played all but one game on the road this season. They played a contest against Bethany on October the 29th, and they've been on the road ever since. Losing to York, Bethany, actually beating Bethany, and then losing 3 straight to William Penn, Graceland, and to Sterling. So Hastings sitting at 2-4 on the season. Broncos have some new faces in the lineup again this year. Gone are the likes of Jeremiah Slough. But Hastings getting good production here so far this season by one of their freshmen, Tobin Reinwald. He's a freshman out of Lincoln, 6'6", a freshman guard that Lance brought in during the offseason. And Reinwald right now is amongst the leaders in scoring in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Sioux Falls coming in a record of 1 win and 2 losses on the season. Sioux Falls lost to Bellevue in their season opener, 86-69. Then they beat Dakota State in overtime, 83-75. Went on the road and lost at Dakota State by a score of 76-56. Sioux Falls also played in an exhibition ball game the other night against Augustana and lost that ball game, but officially the Cougars are sitting at 1-2 on the season. Hastings at 2-4. Sioux Falls, a team that's averaging 69 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 79 on defense. Hastings College is averaging 78 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 82.7 on defense. So we got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls. We'll come back and check the starters as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this afternoon as we get set for the men's contest between Hastings and Sioux Falls here today. Again, it's been a busy day here for Sioux Falls. They had their football team involved in the first round of the NAIA National Playoffs. Sioux Falls able to pick up a win over Northwest Oklahoma State today by a score of 33-14. The other team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Morningside, also winners today over Dickinson State by a score of 38-17. So they will move on to the second round of the playoffs coming up next Saturday. Men's soccer earlier today, Hastings in the opening round of the national tournament knocking off Missouri Valley by the score of 3-0. The women's soccer game is going on now between Hastings and Olivet Nazarene out at Lloyd Wilson Field. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS. The singing of the national anthem here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this afternoon as we get set for the second ball game of the day. Again, the Hastings College women losing to Sioux Falls in the first contest today by 40 points, 86-46. So the Broncos are going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon. Hastings will go with Derek Fletcher, the 6'7" senior out of Omaha. Fletcher, one of the returners from a season ago, averaging 16 points and 5 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is a 6'1" freshman out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 3 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon is a 6'1" sophomore out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 8 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'6" freshman out of Lincoln. Reinwald is averaging 18 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Jake Barbin, a 6'8" sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Sioux Falls will go with Matt Malloy, a 5'9" senior out of Clarkston, South Dakota. Malloy so far this season is averaging 16 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Derek Brown is a 6'170" freshman out of Clark, South Dakota. Brown is averaging 1.3 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. David Maxwell is a 6'5" sophomore from Parkston, South Dakota. Maxwell averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Skyler Block is a 6'7" junior from Lesterville, South Dakota. He is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. I think the other starter in there was Kelly Hubbard, a 6'4" senior from Carson, California, who's averaging 9 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Sioux Falls dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the purple. Hastings again in their white uniforms. So it's Hastings in the men's contest now, 2-4 on the season, taking on Sioux Falls. They are 1-2. Sioux Falls was picked by the league's coaches this year to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. So this will be a big, big test for Hastings College on the road. The ball is in the air, and Hastings controls the opening tip. So a lot of new faces in the basketball program here for Hastings for the 2010-2011 season. This is one of the veterans right now with the basketball, Derek Fletcher. They go out to a Tobin Reinwald at the point, swings it left side now. That's to Dane Bacon. Bacon goes over to Reinwald, back out on top now to Brady Lohman. Lohman from Norfolk dribbles to the free throw line, out gives it up to Dane Bacon. Man-to-man defense here for Sioux Falls to get things started. Angling in from the far side is Reinwald. He gives the ball up. Jake Marvin now down in the corner. Shot by Lohman is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Sioux Falls. Here come the Cougars back quickly. Matt Malloy, 4-3. Shot is up there. Good. Nope, they get two. Matt Malloy's foot was on the line, so Sioux Falls is out to a 2-0 lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Just underway in the men's ball game. Lob pass goes inside. It's over the head of Jake Marvin. It was tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, just underway. 2-0 is the score. Sioux Falls has got the lead. Broncos will inbound. Brady Lohman, he gets it in over here on the right side to a Derek Fletcher. Fletcher circles around on the dribble now, back out into three-point territory. down a woman, down to Fletcher, deep in the corner of the right side. Fletcher dribbling with the ball, gives it up, now dumps it off down to the baseline. Here's a shot taken by Jake Marvin. No good, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Marvin. First turnover on Hastings. Turnovers have been a problem for the Broncos through their first six ball games. They're averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. Hastings, pretty good shooting ball club through the first six contests. 48% from the field, 36% from three-point territory, 76% from the free throw line, but cannot finish ball games. They're sitting at 2-4 on the season. Now Hastings attacking right here at the 10-second line. Sioux Falls brings it back into the offensive zone from deep in the left corner. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Kelly Hubbard, and the rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Fletcher comes back, stops and pops from 10. Shot good. Derek Fletcher scores for Hastings, and we're tied up at 2 points apiece. 18 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Matt Malloy with the ball. Malloy dribbles across the 10-second line, sends it to the far sideline down to Derek Brown. Brown down to a Matt Malloy. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Falls down with the ball. Keeps the dribble alive, though. Sends it back inside to Skyler Block. The ball poked away. It is loose to the far sideline. It's picked up here by Matt Malloy. Malloy has got it down for Sioux Falls. We're down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Derek Brown with the ball. Brown sends it down in the corner. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 4 seconds. Matt Malloy has got it. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good as the shot clock expires. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin with the board. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to Dane Bacon. Bacon sends it to the far sideline. On the wing, that's a Ryan Wald with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to Bacon. He's double-teamed. Bacon trying to get rid of it. Finally does. He gets it here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Marvin with it now. Marvin to a Dane Bacon. Back around to the right side to Fletcher. Fletcher deep in the right corner. Back out on the wing to Brady Woolman. His entry pass is going to be deflected. And it's picked up out here near the 10-second line by Fletcher. Long pass down. Long pass down low to Marvin. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Derek Brown of Sioux Falls. They come into the forecourt. The ball lost out of bounds here by the Cougars. Kelly Hubbard lost the ball out of bounds into the Bronco bench. Deshaun Howard comes into the ball game now for Sioux Falls. Eric Tisby also checks in there for the Cougars. 17 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 2 and Sioux Falls 2. Derek Fletcher with the ball for Hastings. Fletcher now to Dane Bacon. Bacon out here in three-point territory right in front of us. Sioux Falls in a man-to-man. Here's a Ryan Wald with it now. He angles in for the right side, and a foul is going to be called. Ryan Wald on the dribble. He is fouled into play here by Kelly Hubbard of Sioux Falls. That's going to be the first foul on Hubbard and the first team foul on the Cougars here in the first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman gets things in the corner now to a Jake Marvin. Marvin down on the baseline as he works against Deshaun Howard. Marvin sends the ball into the lane. It's going to be over the head of Reinwald. Hastings turnover. That's the second one. Coming back the other way as Tisby goes all the way. A shot no good. Rebounded by Howard. Goes back up and he's hacked to the arm. Sioux Falls not afraid to get up and down the floor here this afternoon. There's a personal foul called on Hastings. It'll go on Jake Marvin. First foul on Marvin and the first team foul on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Deshaun Howard. 33% foul shooter in the season. He's 1 out of 3. Now he's 1 out of 4 as he misses this one. Sioux Falls is a team, a good free throw shooting team. They're knocking down 80% of their foul shots in the first three ball games. Sioux Falls hitting 42% from the field and 29% from three-point territory. A team that averages 69 points per ball game on offense. They give up 79 on defense. Second shot is up there. It's no good, so Howard misses both. And a rebound comes down to Nate Olson of Hastings, who's into the ball game now. Olson in there for the Broncos. Gets it out to a Derek Fletcher. Now to Nate on the far sideline, and a foul is going to be called here. A holding foul on Sioux Falls. It's going to go on Eric Tisby. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Cougars here in the first half. 2-2 is the score. Hastings and Sioux Falls action here tonight from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. Conference opener for both teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Olson has got the ball on the right sideline. Dribbles into the lane. Jump pass comes to the near side. Bacon for 3. Shot good. Dane Bacon, the former Kearney Bearcat, hits one for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top by a score of 5-2. Sioux Falls with it back to their offensive zone. Hubbard has got it. On the wing on the left side, double team. Ball slapped out of there. Comes out near the 10-second line. Picked up out there now by Sioux Falls. There's a bounce pass inside as they work down low against the Broncos, and a shot is jumping in. That's Deshaun Howard scoring there. Hastings is going to have a tough time controlling the size inside for Sioux Falls. Not only are these guys big, they're big and strong. We're talking 230-pound post players here for the University of Sioux Falls. It's now a 5-4 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Jason States has got it. Jason dribbles once, sends it out between the rings now. With the basketball out there for Hastings is going to be Woolman. Now on the wing on the right side to Dane Bacon. Bacon circles around behind a screen, and a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul called on Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald gets hit with a personal foul. Illegal screen. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two in the Broncos. I tell you what, Sioux Falls substituting on just about every dead ball. Malloy comes back in there now for the Cougars. 15:34 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Sioux Falls by a score of 5-4. Cougars come back quickly with the ball. They pound the ball inside now to a Deshaun Howard. Kicks it out to Tisby. Tisby resets the offense. Here's a feed to a Matt Malloy. Bounce pass goes inside to Deshaun Howard. Double team spins, takes it down on the baseline. Traveling violation. Good job there by Hastings defensively as Jason States shuts down Deshaun Howard. Traveling violation on Sioux Falls. That's the second turnover on the Cougars. 5-4 the score. Hastings out on top by a point. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game now. Nate Olson across the 10-second line. Bounce pass, high post. Jason States back to the basket. Hands the ball away to Nate Olson. Takes the ball out of the baseline. Double team. Back to Jason States. Into the lane. Comes back out to the top of the key to Bacon. Bacon down to Fletcher. Spins at the elbow. And now throws up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. High into the air for the rebound is Deshaun Howard. Howard gets the ball to Malloy. Hustles into the forecourt. Around Fletcher. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Skyler Black down the scorer's table. He will check in. Here comes Kelly Hubbard. He wants to check in as well. Matt Malloy to the free throw line for the Cougars. His shot is up there. It's good. Malloy now with 3 points in the ball game. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. Deshaun Howard comes out of the ball game. Skyler Black comes back in. Both big, big fellows there for Sioux Falls. Block is listed at 6'7". Deshaun Howard is listed at 6'7". Second shot is up there. It is good by Malloy, so he cans a pair. And Sioux Falls goes out on top now, 6-5. Hastings with the ball. Aaron Kane is into the ball game now for Hastings. Goes over to Nate Olson. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles once. Comes out to Derek Fletcher. Sends the ball down low, and it's out of the reach of Aaron Kane, out of bounds. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 14.5 to play here in the first half. 6-5, Hastings trailing. Hastings now going to a zone defense. Here's a Kelly Hubbard with the ball. Pounds the ball inside now, and a foul is going to be called. They got it into a James Rader. And a, nope, traveling violation. Traveling violation on Sioux Falls, so no personal foul there. A lot of hands slapping in there as Rader trying to take the ball in the hole for Sioux Falls, but a traveling violation is called on Rader. So Hastings will get it. Third turnover on Sioux Falls. 6-5. Cougars have a 1-point lead. Fletcher with the ball. Sent it to the far sideline. Nearly lost out of bounds, but it's retrieved there by Reinwald. Now he's double teamed. Reinwald on the far side. Gets it back out to Fletcher at the top of the key. Fletcher sends it into the lane. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Reinwald, and the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Cougars runner back the other way. 3-on-3. Malloy stops at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's short. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by States of Hastings. Jason States with the ball. Now to Nate Olson to Fletcher. Fletcher into the forecourt for the Broncos. On the left side, they send it into Jason States. One ball fake. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Follow shot. Good by Kane. Aaron Kane gets the offensive board and the putback for the Broncos. Hastings back out on top, 7-6. 13:25 to play. Here in the first half from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. Cougars have the ball in their offensive zone now. Out on the top is Tisby. We got some contact made inside, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hubbard. Hubbard was looking to penetrate and knock down a defender there for Hastings. Hubbard picks up the charge. That's going to be his second foul in the ball game. Here comes David Maxwell back into the ball game now for Sioux Falls. 13:19 to play here in the first half. Hastings 7 and Sioux Falls 6. Men's college basketball here today after Sioux Falls beat Hastings in the women's game by 40, 86-46. Nate Olson with the ball for Hastings. Takes it down on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Bounce pass comes back out here to Jake Marvin. Drives for the basket. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the player. Is it a charge? It's going to be a charge. Marvin hits the basket, but it won't count. He's hit with a charging foul. So Jake Marvin now with two personal fouls for Hastings. That's team foul number four on the Broncos. 13:01 to play in the first half. Hastings 7, Sioux Falls 6. Eric Tisby with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Reverses the ball, gets it to a Matt Malloy. Malloy sends it down in the corner. Here's a Derrick Brown now inside to Skyler Block. His shot is up there, dances around the rim and down through the hole. Skyler Block scores for Sioux Falls. So a seesaw battle here. It's 8-7 now. Sioux Falls has got a one-point lead. Hastings back in the offensive zone. Olsen goes to the free throw line to Marvin. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Malloy of Sioux Falls. Left-handed dribble streaking up the floor. They go to the far side to Tisby. Tisby bounced pass down in the corner to Brown. Out on top to Malloy. Shot good. Two-pointers put it on the line. A long two-point field goal dialed up there by Matt Malloy. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance Creech calls a timeout. Sioux Falls has opened up a three-point lead. A fast-paced basketball game here in the first 8 minutes of this contest. 12-17 to play in the first half at Sioux Falls 10, Hastings 7.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 12-17 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing the Sioux Falls Cougars by a score of 10-7. Other men's games today in the GPAC. Briarcliff beat Midland in men's competition, 73-65. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 84-80. Non-conference game, Webster University beat Nebraska Wesleyan, 74-60. We will see the Prairie Wolves on Tuesday. Driving for the hole and drawing the personal foul there was the Broncos. And a foul is going to be called here on Sioux Falls. It'll go on Skyler Block. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman, one of the freshmen, playing for head coach Lance Creech, 6'1", out of Norfolk. His shot is up there. It is good. Lohman now 5 out of 5 on free throws this season. He's averaging 3 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Trying to fill the shoes of Jeremiah Slough, who has run this team for the past couple of years at that point position. 10-8 now is the score. Hastings down by 2. Second shot is up there. It is good by Lohman. It is now 10-9. The Broncos back to within 1, and now Hastings applying some pressure here in backcourt. Derrick Brown has got the ball. Comes to Tisby. He walks it across the 10-second line. Now Hastings will match up man-on-man. Tisby right to left across the top of the key. Reverses the ball. Gets to Maxwell for 3. Shot good. David Maxwell hits the 3 ball. Sioux Falls has only been hitting 29% of their 3-pointers so far this season. Maxwell hits one right there. That gives Sioux Falls their biggest lead of the ball game now at 13-9. Here's Fletcher losing the ball at the free throw line, but it's picked up here by Reinwald, who's been shut out by Sioux Falls so far. Reinwald, the conference's leading scorer. Reinwald has got it now on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings, the freshman out of Lincoln. And it is now 13-11. Hastings back to within 2 points here with 11-13 to play in the first half. Matt Malloy has got it. Malloy on the wing on the right side of David Maxwell. Maxwell now to Tisby, and now we've got some action underneath the basket away from all the action here, and a foul is going to be called here on Deshaun Howard. Deshaun Howard is going to be hit with a personal foul away from the ball. That's the first foul on Howard. It'll be a turnover on Sioux Falls, so Hastings will come back the other direction. 4 turnovers on the Cougars, 3 on Hastings. 11:05 to play here in the first half. The Cougars out on top of the Broncos by a score of 13-11. Here's Fletcher from 17, a shot good. Derek Fletcher scores for Hastings. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has come back to tie things up now. 13-13. Matt Malloy, bounce pass out top. Here's a shot by Tisby, shot from 3, no good. Rebound to Sean Howard. Howard just hands the ball away here as the Cougars get back into their offense. Tisby has got it. Back out between the rings. Here's a bounce pass on the high post. They get the ball to Maxwell. To Grant, who's into the ball game now. His shot no good. Tip try is good. Deshaun Howard scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Cougars out on top now by a deuce. 15-13. Halfway through the opening half here from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this evening. Driving for the hole inside for Hastings is going to be Devin Manning. The foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Malloy. That's going to be his first. So now we see Devin Manning for the first time here in this ball game for Hastings. Manning is a 6'1" junior from Pueblo, Colorado. Much like the women's team for Hastings, boy, a ton of new faces on the roster for 2010-2011. Broncos have it now in their offensive zone. Here's a Dylan Flynn, who's in there for the first time as well for Hastings. Flynn, a freshman out of Lincoln. 15-13, Cougars leading by two. Flynn has got the ball, comes back out to Brady Woolman, out between the rings. Woolman goes over on the right side now to Derek Pletcher. Back inside to Flynn, and he's called for the traveling violation. Flynn was right in front of the basket, but I'll tell you what, he had a lot of company. And he got the happy feet inside. Four turnovers on Hastings, a traveling violation on Dylan Flynn. 9:52 to play. Here in the first half, it's 15-13. Sioux Falls has got a two-point lead. Cougars with the ball. Out on top is David Maxwell. Bounce pass goes to Rader as he works against Fletcher. Spins one way and then the other. Puts up a shot off of the backboard. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn comes to the near sideline. Running with the ball is Devin Manning. Manning works the ball back inside to Flynn. Takes it down the left side of the lane. He's cut off on the baseline. Comes back out now and driving for the hole is going to be Manning. He's going to be hacked on the arm as he goes up for the shot. Devin Manning comes angling in from the left wing. Takes the ball to the hole, and he draws a personal foul here from the Cougars. The foul is going to go on number 14. That's going to be Ronnell Grant. So Ronnell Grant picks up the personal foul here for Sioux Falls. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Manning, 65% foul shooter on the season. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team hitting 76% of their free throws so far this year, 48% from the field. 36% from three-point territory. Here comes Zach Short into the ball game now. 5'10" sophomore out of Salida, Colorado. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Manning, so he hits one out of two. 15-14 the score now. Sioux Falls has got a one-point lead. Cougars come back with the ball. Matt Malloy sends it inside to David Maxwell. Maxwell goes back to the basket. Now goes up with a shot over Fletcher. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's going to be brought down by Maxwell in the corner. Keeps it alive here for the Cougars. So they get a second chance and a fresh shot clock here. Cougars have the ball. James Rader has got it. Sends it up on the far side to David Maxwell. Maxwell dribbles once. Comes down to Ronnell Grant. To Maxwell. Now to Rader. They swing it to the right side on the wing. Hastings in their man-to-man defense here. Sioux Falls working with it. Here's Matt Malloy. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to the left side. Gives it away on the far sideline. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. Nope, they give him two. Grant picks up the long two ball there for Sioux Falls. 17-14. Cougars now with a three-point lead. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Now to Zach Short. Brings it back to Dane out here in three-point territory. They swing it right side down to Fletcher. Now to Manning for three. Shot good, and he's fouled. Manning knocked down out there in three-point territory. He's fouled in the play. So Devin Manning gets the three ball there, and he is fouled in the play. So Devin Manning hits the three, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a four-point play. Grant picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Ronnell Grant now with a couple of personal fouls. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Devin Manning. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings subbing in some players here. Tobin Reinwald comes back into the ball game now. Fletcher will come to the bench. We're now tied up at 17 points apiece in the first half from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. 8:20 remaining. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. So a big play there by Devin Manning. A four-point play. Hastings has the lead. 18-17 with 8 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first half. Eric Tisby with the ball. They swing it to the left side, and now they power it inside, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A holding foul inside. A pass comes ricocheting in there from Kelly Hubbard on the far side. Foul is going to be called on Manning. That's going to be his first. But that's only the fifth foul on Hastings, so no free throws here. It'll be Sioux Falls playing things in. Malloy gets it down in the corner to Tisby. Tisby sends it back inside. Here's a shot with the baseline. It's up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. David Maxwell taking the shot there for Sioux Falls, but a foul is going to be called at Hastings, and Maxwell will go to the free throw line. It's going to go on Zach Short. That's going to be his first. 16th foul in Hastings, but in the act of shooting was David Maxwell. He'll toe the mark here for a couple of shots. He's 3 out of 3 so far this year, and he hits his fourth one. Maxwell now with 4 points in the basketball game. And now we are tied up again at 18 points apiece. 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Men's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. David Maxwell back to the free throw line for Sioux Falls. Next one is in the air. It's perfect. Sioux Falls reclaims the lead here, 19-18. Zach Short has got it for Hastings. Short now to Dane Bacon. Jump pass near side. Manning shot for three. Good. Devin Manning hits his second three ball here in the first half. He's got 8 points in the ball game. The Broncos out on top now by a score of 21-19. 7:47 to play here in the first half. Eric Chisley with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Deshaun Howard. Down to the wing. The Malloy down inside. Here's a shot taken by Maxwell. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos. There's going to be Trevin Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer, the Hastings high product, 6'4" and a junior, as he checks in there now for head coach Lance Creech. Sioux Falls will have a fresh shot clock here as they will play things in. They get it to Hubbard, deep in the corner on the left side. Sides is up a three, takes a shot, no good. High in the air for the rebound for Hastings, Devin Manning. Manning runs her back the other way for the Broncos to Dane Bacon. Bacon swings it back out to Manning, top of the key to Short. Now down in the corner, left side to Tobin Reinwald. He drives the baseline. It's cut off nicely. Gets it out here to Holtmeyer. Back to Devin Manning as he drives for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Manning takes off down the lane, and he's fouling the play here by Eric Tisby of Sioux Falls. That is a second foul on Tisby. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Devin Manning. Derrick Brown comes back into the ballgame now for Sioux Falls, and coming to the bench will be Tisby. Also checking in for Hastings now is going to be Fletcher. Zach Short will come to the bench. Also checking in for Sioux Falls is going to be Ronell Grant. He will check in for David Maxwell. So both teams making some substitutions here at the 7:15 mark this first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Devin Manning. He's got 8 points already tonight. His shot is up there. It is good. He is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Skyler Block comes in now for Sioux Falls, replacing Deshaun Howard. Hastings out on top now by 3 points. It's 22-19. As Devin Manning will toe the mark for his second one, his shot is up there and in. So Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 23-19 after Devin Manning, the junior from Pueblo, Colorado, knocks down a couple of free throws for the Broncos. 23-19, Hastings with the lead. Matt Malloy with the ball. Lobs it inside. Skyler Block works in the lane. His shot over. Hauptmeyer is good. Skyler Block scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Sioux Falls back to within 2 points, and Hastings turns the ball away. They throw the ball out of bounds, trying to catch the Sioux Falls defense asleep there. Hastings trying to bring it back quickly, and they turn the ball over for the fifth time here tonight. Turnovers have been a problem for the Broncos. They've been averaging 18 per ball game. That's number 5 right there. Here's Derrick Brown with the ball on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. He goes for the hole. The shot is up there. There's no good. Contact made, and a foul is called. Brown circles around, takes it down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line will be Derrick Brown for Sioux Falls. Brown is 2 for 2 from the free throw line through the first three ball games. His shot is up there. It's good. It's now 23-22. Neither team has been able to break away here in this first half. A seesaw battle here. Men's college basketball from Sioux Falls here tonight. Here comes the next shot by Derrick Brown. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. His shot is up and in. So Brown hits a couple of free throws. And now we're tied up at 23 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball now with 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Tobin Reinwald has got it on the wing on the right side, double team. Reinwald tries to get rid of it. Now he does. Manning has got it. Manning on the far sideline. Now to Reinwald. Reinwald brings it out here to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Hands it away now to Aaron Kane. Dribbles to the top of the key. The ball's going to be stripped away by Derek Brown. Turnover on Hastings. Derek Brown has got it for Sioux Falls. Out to Malloy at the top of the key, and a foul is going to be called on Fletcher. Fletcher trying to poke the ball away there. Picks up the personal foul instead. That's going to be the first foul in Fletcher. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Matt Malloy for Sioux Falls. He has got 6 points so far in the ball game. David Maxwell comes back into the ball game now for Sioux Falls, replacing Kelly Hubbard. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Nate Olson. Coming out is going to be Manning for Hastings. Matt Malloy to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Here's a free throw. It's up there. It's good. He's now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Malloy will send it to free throw line for his second of two free throws. It's in the air. That shot is going to be up there, and it's perfect. Malloy now with 8 points in the ballgame. Quickly down to the scorer's table will be Eric Tisby. He will check in. Going out will be Brown. 6:15 to play now here in the first half. Hastings trailing Sioux Falls by a score of 25-23. Nate Olson with the ball down the right sideline for Hastings out to Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer down to Fletcher out here in three-point territory. Down low to get it to Reinwald. He spins in the lane. He's knocked down and a traveling violation called. Reinwald grabbed it on the low block left side. He spun into the lane and ran into a couple of defenders for Sioux Falls. Falls to the hardwood here, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. I got Hastings now with 7 turnovers in this first half. 25-23, Cougars with a 2-point lead and the basketball. Matt Malloy has got it here on the near sideline. They take it deep in a corner, and here's another two to the whistle. Things getting physical down low inside underneath the basket there, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to be on Nate Olson. That's the first foul on Nate. Checking into the ball game now for Hastings will be Jason States. Coming out will be Hallmeyer. To the free throw line for Sioux Falls again will be Matt Malloy. He has got 8 points in the ball game, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Malloy is 72% foul shooter in the season. He hits his 5th straight here in this ball game. As that one hits the bottom of the hole, it's now 26-23. Hastings down by 3 points, 5:52 to play here in the first half. Here comes the next shot by Malloy. It's up there, dances off of the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Aaron Kane grabs the rebound for the Broncos, and here they come with a chance to tie with a 3-ball right here on this possession. Fletcher drives the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Both teams attacking the basket here in this first half. Fletcher draws the personal foul. He'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings. It's going to go on David Maxwell. David Maxwell picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line will be Derek Fletcher. Fletcher has got 4 points in the basketball game and a couple of field goals. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Fletcher now 11 out of 12 on free throws so far this season. It's a shade over 90%. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Devin Manning. Going out is going to be Aaron Kane. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half, 26-24. Hastings down by 2 points. Fletcher will have one more. His shot is up and in. So it's 26-25. Sioux Falls has got the lead, driving for the hole is Maxwell. Contact made. He goes up for the shot anyway. It goes down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. David Maxwell will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to go on Jason States. So Maxwell gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. States picks up his first personal foul. Each team with 10 fouls here in the first half of play. 28-25. Sioux Falls has got a 3-point lead. David Maxwell toes the mark. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Derek Fletcher has got the ball for Hastings. Fletcher circles around, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Malloy. He runs it back the other way. 3-on-2. The ball tipped out of his hands, and a foul is called. Devin Manning is going to be hit with a personal foul. Sioux Falls had the 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Manning pokes the ball away. But he's also whistled for the personal foul. So going to the free throw line now for the double bonus, we're going to have Matt Malloy. He's got 9 points already in the ball game, but 5 of those have come from the free throw line. Malloy is averaging 16 points per ball game so far this season for Sioux Falls. He's their leading scorer. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Matt Malloy will toe the mark for his second shot right here. Malloy is a 5'9" senior guard out of Parkston, South Dakota. More substitutions coming in here for Sioux Falls, and now the Cougars want to call a timeout. Sioux Falls calls a timeout here. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. The Cougars of Sioux Falls 29, Hastings 25.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco basketball coverage for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Women's college basketball in the conference today. It was Dort beating Dakota Wesleyan 69-57. Sioux Falls beat Hastings today 86-46. Men's college basketball from the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 84, Dort 80. Briarcliff over Midland 73-65. And Webster University beat Nebraska Wesleyan. A non-conference game today 74-60. We will see the Prairie Wolves on Tuesday at Lynn Farrell Arena. Women's game at 6. The guys will go at 8 o'clock. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS. Shot from the free throw line by Matt Malloy is up there and in. He's now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points. And Sioux Falls out on top of Hastings now 30-25. Their biggest lead of the ball game, and it occurs with 5:15 to play here in this first half. Nate Olson with a ball, dribble penetration into the lane. Kicks it out to Fletcher. Shot from the wing, good. Three-pointer by Derek Fletcher. Fletcher now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two, 30-28. Here's Matt Malloy with the ball now for Sioux Falls down the near sideline. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Malloy one-hands it down in the low block here. Here's a bounce pass across the lane. It's going to be deflected, picked up by Block. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound States and a foul is called. States grabs it for Hastings and a foul is called. Down low on the Cougars. It's going to go on David Maxwell. That's going to be his second personal foul. 10 fouls plus on the Cougars here in this first half. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be States. This has turned into a free throw shooting contest so far in this first half. Jason States to the line now. He's 9 out of 14 for the season for 64%. The shot is up there. It's good. It's now 30-29. Checking back into the ball game for Sioux Falls, Ronnell Grant. Also coming in is going to be Kelly Hubbard. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half, 30-29. The Broncos now within 1 point of tying this baby up. Jason States toes the mark for his second free throw. It's up there. It's good. We're tied. So Hastings has scored the last 5 points in the ball game to tie things up now with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Ronnell Grant has got the ball for Sioux Falls. Hastings will go back to their zone defense now. Here's Matt Malloy to Grant on the far side. Grant takes it to the top of the key. Now swings it left side on the wing. A three-pointer put up and in. Derek Brown hits the three-pointer there for Sioux Falls. That's his first three-pointer of the season. And Sioux Falls has a three-point lead now, 33-30. Here's Tobin Reinwald, who's back into the ball game for Hastings. Nate Olson just to the right of the lane. Nate gives it up now. Deep in the corner on the right side. Back to Nate. Out to Fletcher now for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Flynn, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go on Hastings, so he walked to the other end of the floor now for some more free throws. That's a Dylan Flynn picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. He's one of the youngsters that Lance brought in during the offseason. Dylan Flynn, 6'7", a freshman out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Going to the free throw line is going to be Derek Brown. He's the guy who hit the three-pointer there just seconds ago in their last possession. Brown has got 5 points in the ball game, making six as that one goes down through the hole. 16 free throws already for Sioux Falls here in the first half. Derek Brown will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. He's still perfect from the free throw line. Now 4 of 4. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Sioux Falls back out to a 5-point lead. 35-30 to score now with 4 minutes to play until halftime. Here's Derek Fletcher. Bounce pass goes to Devin Manning. Manning now on the wing to Tobin Reinwald. Ryan Wall's got just 2 points for Hastings so far in the first half. He's the Broncos' leading scorer, averaging 18 points per ball game. Ryan Wall has got it again out near the 10-second line, down to Fletcher. Fletcher over on the wing to a Nate Olson behind his screen from Ryan Wall. Down to Fletcher in the lane, his running one-hander is good. Fletcher came off of a screen, they got him the ball, and Fletcher lays it in right in front of the basket. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 35-32. Broncos down by 3 points with 3:27 to play. Here comes Sioux Falls back with the basketball. That's Grant with it now. Goes over to Matt Malloy on the far sideline. Picked up there by Olson. Dribbles behind his screen. Takes it down the lane. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Schuyler Block gets the rebound and scores. Taps the ball away, and Schuyler Block gets it under control, and then hits a little seven-footer in front of the basket. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 37-32. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Sioux Falls at 5 points. Here's Manning driving down the lane. Takes it to Tobin Reinwald in the corner. And we got some contact made again, and another foul is called on Sioux Falls. Foul is going to go on Grant. That's going to be his third personal foul. So Rondell Grant now with 3 fouls. And Sioux Falls will send a guy down to the scorer's table here to get Grant out of the ball game here with 2:56 to play in the first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. He's averaging 18.8 points per ball game, a 90% foul shooter as this shot goes down through the hole. Ryan Wald is now 30 out of 33 on free throws. Grant checks out. Coming in is going to be Alex Roby now for Sioux Falls. Roby is a 6'4" freshman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He went to O'Gorman High School here in the city. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Ryan Wald. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. He checks out. Into the ball game for Hastings is Aaron Kane. So Hastings now within 3 points again at 37-34. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's Malloy down on the baseline. Malloy picked up out there by Nate Olson of Hastings. Malloy gets it back here on the near side right in front of the Bronco bench, and then he's hit on the arm. Foul is going to be called here on Darren Flynn. That's going to be his second. A ton of fouls, ton of free throws. They're in a tough physical basketball game here between Hastings and Sioux Falls to get the conference season underway. Matt Malloy back to the free throw line. He's already 7 of 8 from the line tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Malloy's got 12 points in the ball game. Boy, both coaches substituting on just about every dead ball here. States comes back in for Hastings. Checking back in for Sioux Falls is going to be James Rader. Checking out will be Kelly Hubbard. So now Sioux Falls has got a 4-point lead. Their biggest lead has been 5 points numerous times here in the first half. And we're back to 5 points again as Malloy hits another free throw. So it's now 39-34. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Here's Derek Fletcher on the right sideline to Jason States. He tries to fire a ball inside. It's right through the fingertips of Reinwald out of bounds. Reinwald right in front of the basket. They try to get him the ball, but the pass was a little bit too far. That's the 8th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. And now Sioux Falls with a chance to add to their 5-point lead right here. It's 39-34 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in this first half. Here's a James Rader with the ball on the wing now to a Derek Brown. Sends it down low. A little short jumper is up and in. Schuyler Block hits the short jumper. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 41-34 now. 7-point lead for the Cougars. That's their biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with 2 minutes and some change left here in this first half. Here's Devin Manning with the ball for Hastings out here in 3-point territory. Looking to penetrate. Takes it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, they give it to Hastings. They will give it to Hastings. Coaching staff for Sioux Falls doesn't quite agree with that one. It happened right in front of him. But they will give the ball to Hastings here with 1:54 to play. 15 left in the shot clock. Manning will play things in. Comes out to Fletcher right in front of us here in the offensive zone. Derek Fletcher dribbles to the top of the key. Down to the right wing. Hands it away now to Nate Olson. Olson behind his screen from States. Inside to Fletcher. He goes for the hole. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Second time that Fletcher has scored on that play. He comes off of a screen. They feed him the ball, and he lays it in. Fletcher gets the field goal there for Hastings, and he has fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Roby. That's going to be his first. So Derek Fletcher goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Fletcher has already got 13 points in the ball game for Hastings, averaging 16 on the season. Fletcher is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Make it 3 out of 3. So a big three-point play there. Cuts the Sioux Falls lead down to 4 points, 41 to 37. A minute and 36 seconds to play until halftime. Roby has got the ball. He pounds it inside. Here's a shot by Block. Left-hander just no good. Rebound Sioux Falls. They go right back up and score. James Rader gets the offensive board and a putback for Sioux Falls. That's his first field goal in the ball game. It's 43 to 37. Driving back the other way is Manning. He goes up for the shot. He has that blocked out of his hands and lost out of his hands. A turnover on Hastings. It's now 43 to 37. It's a six-point lead for Sioux Falls with a buck 16 left until halftime. Here's Derek Brown on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Here's a bounce pass inside and a holding call here on Hastings. Trying to hold Skyler Block out of there, and Hastings is going to be whistled for a personal foul. And Skyler Block will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Manning of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So Devin Manning now with three fouls. He's having a little conversation with the official out here in three-point territory. Skyler Block will walk to the free throw line here for Sioux Falls. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Skyler Block, that was his first miss of the season. He had his first 10 free throws of the year. He misses his first one here tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game on four field goals. Skyler Block will have one more free throw. His shot is up there. It dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Now 44 to 37. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the Cougars as we approach the one-minute mark here in this first half. Nate Olson behind his screen, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Derek Fletcher from the free throw line. Fletcher puts it up there and misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Matt Malloy of Sioux Falls. He hustles back the other way, right-handed dribble. Malloy stops at the top of the three-point circle, hands the ball away now to Derek Brown. To Malloy on the far sideline. Deep down in the corner again as Hastings goes with a man-to-man. Here's Derek Brown. Bounce pass goes inside to Maxwell, back outside to the top of the key, and a whistle inside. What do we have? We have a three-second violation called in Sioux Falls. So a turnover on the Cougars. Sioux Falls camping out in the lane there, and a three-second violation called on them. The fifth turnover on the Cougars. Now Hastings has the ball back with 34 seconds to play here in the first half. They're trailing by 7 points, 44-37. And now Nate Olson walks it across the 10-second line. Dribbling with the basketball. Nate gives it away now to Brady Lohman, who's back into the ball game. So a couple of Norfolk products, Lohman and Olson in there now. Head coach Lance Creeks in those guard positions. Hastings working for the final shot here. 10 seconds to play. Lohman has got it on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Fletcher. Little ball fake. Goes up for the shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And a shot clock violation. That would not even draw iron there from Fletcher. So Sioux Falls will get it with 1.9 seconds to play. An air ball thrown up there by Fletcher from the wing on the left side. 1.9 seconds to play here in the first half. Sioux Falls will come the length of the court. Rader plays it into Malloy from backcourt. He throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half. Sioux Falls with a lead over Hastings College of men's college basketball here at the break. It's Sioux Falls 44, Hastings 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oreck vacuum cleaner dealer.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this evening. Hastings trailing in our men's basketball game here tonight. The score 44-37 at halftime. Sioux Falls with the advantage. The Cougars have shot 21 free throws already in the first half of play. They've done quite well from the charity stripe. 16 out of 21 for Sioux Falls. They're being led so far by Matt Malloy. He's got 13 points in the ball game. He is 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. He's hit a couple of field goals, so Matt Malloy has got 13 points in the first half for Sioux Falls. 8 points for Skyler Block. He's got actually 9 points for Skyler Block. He has got 4 field goals, and he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line, so Skyler now with 9. 7 points for David Maxwell. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he's knocked down 2 out of 3 free throws. Derek Brown has hit a 3-pointer, and he's 4 of 4 from the line. He's got 7 points. 4 points for Deshaun Howard. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. James Rader has got a field goal for 2, and Ronnell Grant has got a field goal, 2 points. Again, Sioux Falls, 16 out of 21 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Unofficially, 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings right now is being led by Derek Fletcher. He has got 14 points in the ball game. Fletcher has knocked down 1 3-pointer. And he's got 4 2-point field goals. He's also 3 of 3 from the free throw line. So Fletcher has got 14 points in the basketball game to lead Hastings. Devin Manning has got 10. Manning has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and he is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Tobin Reinwald has been held to 5 points, actually 4 points in the first half. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other scores for Hastings, Dane Bacon has hit a 3 for his only points in the ball game. Jason States, a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Aaron Kane has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times here in this first half of play. So Hastings trailing at halftime of our men's contest. It's 44-37. Sioux Falls with the lead. We missed the first ball game today. It was the University of Sioux Falls blowing out Hastings College in the women's contest. Final score of 86-46. Hastings trailed at halftime 39-26. They trailed in the second half 55-39, and then Sioux Falls went on a 23-4 run to go out on top 78-43 with about 3 minutes to play in the contest, and it was all said and done. Sioux Falls surprises Hastings in rolling past the Broncos in their first ball game today, 86-46. So the Hastings College women are now 4-4 on the season. They are 0-1 in conference play. Shooting in the first half for Hastings, the Broncos hit 10 out of 21 from the field for 47%. Hastings hitting 4 out of 8 from three-point range, 50%. We were 13 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first half for 92%. Sioux Falls, 13 out of 26 from the field. They were 50% in the first half, 2 out of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. They were 16 out of 21 from the free throw line for 76%. Sioux Falls out-rebounded Hastings in the first half, 16-11, including 7-2 on the offensive end. Sioux Falls with a lead over Hastings here at halftime. The score is 44-37. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up, and then Hastings College Spotlight. You are listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Travis Brown as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. Travis is a junior at Hastings College from Fremont, Nebraska, majoring in business administration and economics. Travis holds a 3.4 GPA. Travis was a wide receiver for the Hastings College Broncos. He played in his freshman year, started half his sophomore year, and was the starting wide receiver this year with 10 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown before being injured in the sixth game of the season. Travis is on an academic scholarship at Hastings College, plays intramural basketball and sand volleyball, and is thinking about joining a fraternity. He enjoys watching the TV show The Office and enjoys a little bit of video games as well as hanging with friends. Congratulations to Travis Brown, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
For today's Hastings College Spotlight Show, we decided to focus a little bit on Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week, and KHS Radio's Tyler Maffitt caught up with Gene Harriet to talk about some of the activities that went on during the week for Hastings College to promote Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week.
We received word that at the end of this week and next week, you're having Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we have a number of events scheduled with the aim of raising awareness about the needs of hunger worldwide and in our community, as well as the issues around homelessness.
Okay, what do you hope students are going to get out of the week?
We hope that students will learn more about the inequality that is present in our world. We tend to think that whatever we have been around all the time is just normal, but that is not the case when you look at the worldwide distribution of food. Americans as a whole tend to have much more access to food than some other parts of the world. So we're wealthy, very wealthy. 15% of the world is like us. The other 85% is not.
Okay, so I see one of your solutions to this is writing letters to policymakers. Has that returned positive results in the past?
We have done this for several years now. It's difficult to say for sure exactly how the results map out, but we participate in much wider campaigns. So we join with an organization called Bread for the World, and Bread for the World is an advocacy group that has churches all over the U.S. They'll pick a particular issue like funding more for school lunches, and they will talk with congregations across the country, and congregational members will do an offering of letters. So what Hastings College is participating in is a much, much wider appeal. And letters to Congress people do work in terms of they look at how many they get. They look at whether they're handwritten or not. They look at the number of emails. I've talked with congresspeople about that several times on Capitol Hill.
Are people in the community of Hastings encouraged to come to some of the events on campus?
Yes, they are. They are definitely encouraged to come to the Hunger Banquet, which is on Monday night at the Student Union from 6 to 8 p.m. We have students talking about some of the same things that I just talked about, but this will be graphically represented because you will draw an assignment when you come in, and if you draw food from the wealthy nations, you will be seated at a table and get a full meal with, you know, all the trimmings. But that's only about 15% of the people. Other people will represent the world's really poor, and they will be seated on the floor with a bowl of rice. And people who have slightly more will be seated in chairs with some rice and beans. So that is a graphic illustration of what the food distribution is in the world. And then we also have coming Tom Schick from Catholic Social Services, who will talk about what is going on in the Hastings area.
You talk about how graphic, or you know, maybe controversial is the right word to use about your hunger banquet. Have you found that this maybe perhaps strikes some more interest, or strikes interest of people who may not have been interested before?
Yes, it definitely does. Some of the other activities, we're doing a lot of education and a lot of advocacy, but we're also doing work that actually feeds the hungry. So on Friday, there will be a hands-on activity where students pack meals with Kids Against Hunger, and that is dried foods that will be shipped. Right now, Kids Against Hunger is shipping a lot of food to Haiti as a result of their earthquake and the most recent hurricane that sort of bypassed but did a lot of damage anyway. So they'll be doing that. And then also on Wednesday, they are hosting a chapel worship service so that people can think about, you know, sort of the faith components of this, because, you know, Jesus didn't say, you know, sit on your hands and don't care for people. So we'll be talking, you know, thinking about this from a worship and a faith perspective. And then during the lunch hour, students will pack probably 1,200 meals to feed people in the Hastings area.
Once again, that was KHS Radio's Tyler Maffitt talking with Gene Harriet about Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week. Just a reminder, each game day here on the Hastings College Spotlight, we'll take a look at what's going on across Hastings College and give you the inside scoop as life as a Bronco. Coming up after the break, it's second half action, Hastings College basketball, right here on 1230 KHS Radio.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this evening. Hastings College men's basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing 44-37 as they get ready for the second half. Sioux Falls with the opening possession of half number two, shooting to our basket to our left here. They pound the ball right back inside. They go to Skyler Blackley, lays it in. Boy, Sioux Falls just attacking the basket all night long, and Skyler Black now has 11 points in the basketball game as he gets an easy one right there. Sioux Falls now with their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 46-37. 9-point lead for the Cougars. Hastings coming back in their opening possession of the second half. They had a three ball from the left side as Dane Bacon hits his second tray of the contest. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, 46-40. Sioux Falls with a 6-point lead. Cougars with the ball That's a Kelly Hubbard with it now. Moves it down in the corner to a Derrick Brown around the screen. Takes it all the way to the top of the key. Bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Fletcher got his foot in there and kicked the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Sioux Falls playing things in. Still 20 seconds left of the shot clock. Just underway here in the second half. 46-40. Hastings down by 6 points. Sioux Falls with the ball. There's a lob pass going inside. Here's a little short jumper, a little leaner in there, and a shot is up and in by Skyler Block. So Skyler's come out here and hit the first two field goals for Sioux Falls. He gets a leaner there to go down through the hole. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, 48-40. Here's Fletcher for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball goes up over the backboard and out of bounds. So it's Sioux Falls ball. 18-43 to play in the basketball game. Hastings now down by 8 points. It is 48-40. As Sioux Falls comes back, pace has slowed down a little bit here to begin this second half. It was pretty rugged there toward the end of the first half. Here's Skyler Block with the ball with his back to the basket. Now scores around, backs up, puts up a shot over Marvin, left-handed shot good. Skyler Block with three field goals to begin this second half of play. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. And Hastings now down by double digits for the first time tonight, 50-40. With 18-17 to play, here's Ryan Wall driving down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. A lot of contact there. No foul called. Running back the other way is Hubbard. Drives the ball all the way to the basket. His shot no good. And in there for the rebound for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. Here come the Broncos back quickly here. They're down by 10 points at 50-40. Driving the baseline, and a foul is going to be called again. 10 of fouls called in that first half of play. Skyler Black picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. We had 35 free throws between the two teams in the first half. 35 free throws and 27 personal fouls called. Here's Fletcher putting up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls as they run her back the other way. Into the lane, they dump it off down low to Hubbard. His shot is up and in. Kelly Hubbard scores, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. As Hastings College is down by a dozen for the first time here tonight, Lance not happy with some of the contact at the other end of the floor. I think the officials know about that on this timeout. 17 minutes and 47 seconds to play now in the basketball game. The score, Sioux Falls 52, Hastings 40.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux Falls, Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS as we begin our coverage of Bronco basketball for the 2010-2011 season. Not a good start for the women here for our broadcasting schedule. They were blown out today by Sioux Falls, 86-46. Hastings now 4-4 in the season. Hastings College men now trailing Sioux Falls 52-40. Got some other scores in for men's college basketball tonight in the conference. Concordia 76, Morningside 67, Dakota Wesleyan over Dort 84-80, Briar Cliff 73, Midland 65, and Webster University beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 74-60. Northwestern playing down in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. That'll be a 7:30 starting time at Fairfield House tonight. Hastings down by 12 points, 52-40. Sioux Falls has come out here in the second half and really attacked the basket with Skyler Block. He's hit three field goals. Now Hastings trying the same thing back here, and Jason States is going to be mauled into play. States with a little ball fake there as he gets the feed just to the left of the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on Kelly Hubbard. At this pace, we're going to have nobody left. A ton of fouls called in this basketball game so far. Jason States will go to the free throw line. He's 2-for-2 so far tonight. There's only points in the ball game, and his shot is up there is good. States will have one more as he was hacked in the act here. States, a 64% foul shooter in the season. And now Sioux Falls sending in some more meat in there as Deshaun Howard, a big kid, comes back in for the Sioux Falls Cougars. Jason States will have one more. His shot is up there is good, so he cans a pair of free throws. Hastings back within 10. 52-42 is the score. Sioux Falls with a lead. Here comes Matt Malloy on the dribble now for Sioux Falls down the right sideline. He stops on the wing, picked up there by Fletcher. Bounce pass goes inside to Howard. He backs up against States, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball poked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Now a personal foul is going to be called here on Ronnell Grant. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Ronnell Grant will have to come out of the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Eric Tisby. Ronnell Grant trying to poke the ball away, picks up the personal foul instead. 17 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings down by 10. Hastings with the ball, though. Here's going to be Brady Lohman bringing the ball up now for Hastings. Hands it away to a Tobin Reinwald around the screen. Now gives the ball to States. He wasn't looking for it, but right into the hands of Fletcher, and he's called for the steps. States was not looking for the ball, but right into the hands, it goes to Fletcher, and then Derek is whistled for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers now on Hastings here in the ballgame. Sioux Falls has got 5. Cougars have a 10-point lead, 52-42. Sioux Falls with the ball. Tisby has got it here on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes on the high post. With the basketball, there is going to be Maxwell. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos with the ball. Reinwald gets it into the forecourt now to Lohman. Brady Lohman on the wing. Angles into the paint there. Can't put up a shot. Hands it away to Jason States. States on the high post. Now to Fletcher. Still 19 to work on the shot clock. Fletcher looking. Goes out in the three-point territory to Dane Bacon. Now he swings it left side to Lohman. His shot for three is off of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up on the bounce there by Eric Tisby. Tisby runs her back the other way. Takes it down the right side of the lane. He's cut off there nicely by Lohman. Here's a pass back out in the three-point territory. And a three-pointer put up there and in. Matt Malloy fires up the three ball. He has now got, 16 points in the basketball game, and Lance calls another timeout. Sioux Falls has now opened up a 13-point lead over Hastings. Lance burns another timeout here. 16 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's now Sioux Falls 55, Hastings 42.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Sioux Falls has opened up the second half on an 11-5 run over Hastings. Now the Broncos are trailing by 13 points, 55-42. Hastings in possession of the ball. Here's Derek Fletcher. Fletcher goes over to Dane Bacon. Not a woman. Back out to Bacon out here in three-point territory. Sioux Falls still under man-to-man defense. Dane dribbling with the ball out here. And now we've got a violation on Hastings. Yeah, Dane Bacon just dribbling with the ball out here in the three-point territory. Do we have a foul on the far side? We got a personal foul called over there. Could be on Jason States. States trying to set a screen out here in three-point territory. Is whistled for the violation. That's going to be his second foul of the ball game. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. They're 11th in the contest. 55-42. Sioux Falls has got the lead. 15-45 to play. Cougars down with the ball. Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Trying to shut down the attack that Sioux Falls is putting in the lane there. It's been tough. Here's a shot by Tisby from the top of the key. No good. Ball being swatted around down here in the baseline. It goes out of bounds. They give it to Hastings. Deshaun Howard giving chase there for the Cougars. He could not get there. Getting football action this afternoon. Morningside knocked off Dickinson State in the playoffs 38-17. And Sioux Falls beat Northwest Oklahoma State on a score of 33-14. So both GPAC teams winners in the first round of the NAIA National Championship Series in football this afternoon. Sioux Falls now leading Hastings in basketball, 55-42. Broncos with the ball in their offensive end. Here's Dane Bacon out here in three-point territory. Drives the ball down the lane, goes to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Bacon will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Derek Brown. That's going to be his first. They say it occurred before the shot on the drive in, so no free throws here. That's only team foul number 4 on Sioux Falls. Hastings with just one team foul here in the second half. Broncos will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Devin Manning down the ball game for Hastings, will inbound the ball, gets it out here to Dane Bacon. Bacon back to Manning. Manning goes into the lane. His shot is up there, twisting and turning. It's up and in. Devin Manning scores for Hastings as he angles in from the wing on the right side. Manning now with 12 points in the ballgame. That's his season high. He had 8, his previous high, the ballgame against York. There's a lob pass inside, and Deshaun Howard just drops it down through the hole. So the big guy just drops it down through the cylinder, and he's now got 6 points in the ballgame. So Sioux Falls comes back and answers. A nice play there by Devin Manning on the other end. Here's the ball tipped away. Manning goes after it, and the ball is still loose. It's into the backcourt. It goes to the far sideline, out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. 57-44 is the score. Sioux Falls with a lead with 14 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Hastings will inbound. Coming back into the ball game now for Sioux Falls is going to be Alex Roby, and coming out is going to be Derek Brown. Both of these teams playing a ton of people here in the basketball game here tonight. 57-44, Sioux Falls with a lead, and now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A foul is going to go on Eric Tisby. That's going to be his third. Him and Nate Olson were going at it here. Nate was trying to get the ball into the offensive zone, and Tisby is whistled for the personal foul. So Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. Olson now trying to direct some traffic out here. Nate on the dribble, hands the ball away to a Dane Bacon. Bacon's going to launch up a long three. A shot good. Dane Bacon hits his third three-pointer in the ball game. Bacon had been hitting only 37% of his three-pointers so far this year, but he's nailed three in this ball game tonight. Hastings back within 10. 57-47. Long pass inside. Block grabs it, shoots, and scores. Skyler Block scores again. Hastings has no answer for those big guys inside. 17 points now for Skyler Block. 59-47. Hastings down by a dozen again. Here's Olson. He works the ball inside. Here's a shot taken by Dylan Flynn, and he's going to be fouled to play. The basket counts by Dylan Flynn, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Block. That's going to be his third. So Dylan Flynn gets his first field goal of the ball game. And now he goes to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. He's a 75% foul shooter on the season. Hastings back to within 10 points again at 59-49. We're down to 13 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the contest. Dylan Flynn to the line. His shot is up there. That one is off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Skyler Block. Block has got it now to Tisby for Sioux Falls down the near sideline. Tisby works it back around to David Maxwell. Now down in the corner again. That's Tisby with the ball. He is double-teamed, gets it away, goes over here, block. His shot from 10 is good. Skyler Block steps away from the basket this time and scores. He's now got 19 points in the ball game. Sioux Falls is leading by 12 points, 61-49. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Manning, dribble penetration, leaves it down to the baseline to Aaron Kane. Kane now in front of the basket. They get it to Flynn. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn scores. Hastings within 10 points again as the team straight baskets here in the second half. 61-51. Sioux Falls on the offensive attack. Nice pass inside and jamming that baby home is Kelly Hubbard. Tisby gets the assist. Back the other way is Bacon. He drives for the hole and he's going to be fouling the play. So Hubbard gets the jam there for Sioux Falls. He has now got 4 points in the ballgame, but then the Cougars fouling the opposite end here, and Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line. A personal foul goes on Hubbard. That's going to be his fourth personal. So four fouls now on Hubbard. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. 63-51. Here's a shot that's up there and in. Bacon now in double digits. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He had a season high of 17 points scored in the ball game against Sterling earlier this year. The Broncos sitting at 2-4 on the season, trying to win their conference opener here, but a tough place to play here in Sioux Falls. Second shot is up there and in. Bacon now with 11 points in the ballgame. He will check out. Here comes Fletcher back in there. Hastings has not been able to get on a run here against Sioux Falls today. They trailed at halftime 44-37, then got outscored 11-5 to start the second half. And it's now 63-53. Cougars with a 10-point lead. Here's Block. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Tip try, no good. Now we got a foul called on one of those tips. It's going to go on James Rader. Rader picks up the foul for Sioux Falls. That's going to be the eighth team foul already on Sioux Falls here in the second half. Sioux Falls was whistled for 13 fouls in the first half. They've added eight more here in the second half. Now going to the free throw line, Aaron Kane. Kane has got a field goal and 2 points so far today. 63-53, Cougars leading by 10. Here's a shot that's up there, in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. So the Cougars have it back in their offensive zone. David Maxwell has got it on the wing on the right side, behind his screen, takes it down the lane, stops, turn around, jumper in the lane, good. David Maxwell scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and now Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. Sioux Falls has opened up a 12-point lead again. 12 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score, Sioux Falls 65, Hastings 53.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this evening. We gave you the men's scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference earlier. The women's scores, Dort has beaten Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 69-57. Morningside over Concordia, 89-74. It was Dort 69, Dakota Wesleyan 57, as we mentioned. And Nebraska Wesleyan beat the College of St. Catherine today, final score of 79-64. Hastings College women's basketball team losing to the University of Sioux Falls today, 86-46. Hastings got 20 points from Alicia Statler, 12 points for Sophia McDermott, but not much else. Hastings trail at halftime of the women's ball game, 39-26. They lose today, 86-46. So the Broncos now 4-4 in the season. They are 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College men now trailing by 12 points at 65-53. Here's a pass inside. It goes ricocheting off of the board, and it's picked up here by Malloy of Sioux Falls. Turnover on Hastings. Malloy comes back the other way, and he's fouling the play. Hastings down with 12 turnovers in the ball game, and a foul is going to go here on Hastings. That's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line now for Sioux Falls is going to be Matt Malloy. He's got 16 points in the ball game. 9 of those have come from the charity stripe. Make it 10 as this one goes down through the hole. He is now 10 out of 11 for the free throw line. Sioux Falls has opened up a 13-point lead, 66-53 with 12:03 to play. Next one is up there. It's good. Coming out is going to be Skyler Block. Coming back in is going to be Deshaun Howard. Sioux Falls, one of the teams, one of the favorites in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. In fact, the league's coaches in the preseason poll tab these guys as the favorite to win the title this year. Sioux Falls and Hastings scoring off here in the first game of the conference season. Sioux Falls now with a 12-point lead again at 66-54. Hastings with the ball. Devin Manning drives it down the lane, goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Sioux Falls and falling down and then calling the timeout. Good heads-up play there by the Cougars. Grabbing the ball on the rebound was David Maxwell, and he was down in the hardwood. He calls the timeout to save the possession there for the Cougars. So a quick timeout here with 11:40 to play in the basketball game. We'll take another break with a score. Sioux Falls 66, Hastings 54.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. There's a shot taken by Sioux Falls in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. So the Broncos have it here. Still trailing 67-53 in the contest. Here's Olson going inside, and his shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be recovered here by Tisby. Running back the other way for Sioux Falls. 3-on-3. Tisby goes over on the right side. A shot taken by Brown. No good. Rebound comes down to Olson of Hastings. Olson gets the ball ahead with the basketball. It's Tobin Reinwald. He drives, shoots, and scores. Tobin Reinwald, that's only his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 6 points as he's added a couple of free throws. So the leading scorer for Hastings, Tobin Reinwald, has been held to just 6 points in the basketball game tonight by his Sioux Falls defense. 67-55 now. Hastings back within a dozen. High post with the ball is Maxwell. Hands the ball away. That's Malloy on the dribble. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Back out top of the key to Derek Brown. Bounce pass inside to Deshaun Howard. Back out on the wing, and a foul is going to be called as Derek Brown was knocked to the ground here by Hastings. And a foul is going to be called on Nate Olson. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Nate. He's going to check out. In fact, Lance's going to make several substitutions coming in here. Jake Marvin coming back in is also going to be a woman. And also Dane Bacon checking back into the Bronco lineup here with 10.5 minutes to play in the contest. 67-55, Sioux Falls looking for their second win of the season here tonight. Cougars will play things in. Eric Tisby, bounce pass in the high post. Now dribbling down the lane is going to be Raider. And a lot of contact made in there, and a foul is going to be called again on Hastings. This one's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. Eight fouls now on Sioux Falls here in the second half. Four for Hastings. 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the contest. And now Lance is down to the scorer's table questioning the scoreboard here. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the state championship game for football coming up on Tuesday. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Archbishop Bergen. We'll have that game for you beginning at 10 o'clock. Pre-game show 10:15 for the kickoff, and then we'll come back with Bronco basketball on Tuesday night. Hastings taking on Nebraska Westland. Everything's all right here at the scorer's table. Here's a lob pass from the baseline and shot up and in. James Raider scores on the lob into the lane. Sioux Falls now with a 14-point lead. Is starting to pull away. 69-55 over Hastings. Broncos with the ball. Derek Fletcher at the top of the key. Fletcher having problems with the dribble. Comes out of the three-point territory. Lobs it here to Jake Marvin. Takes it down on the baseline. Spins. Puts a man in the air. Shoots and scores. Marvin now with 2 points in the ball game at 69-57. Sioux Falls back with the basketball on their offensive end as they send it down in the corner. That's going to be Tisby dribbling into the lane, dumps it off into the paint. The Raider, his shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Brady Lohman for Hastings. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Reinwald out here in three-point territory. Hesitates, drives it down to the baseline. Has it slapped away, gets it under control, goes up, shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal there for Hastings. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. And a foul is going to go on Derek Brown of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, a 90% foul shooter coming in here. He's now 31 out of 34 in free throws this year. Hastings back within 10. Here's a shot. It's up there and in. So the Broncos have cut the lead down to single digits here, 69-60, after trailing by 14 points just a minute or so ago. 9.5 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trying to make a late run here. 69-60, Sioux Falls has got the lead. Here's a three-pointer put up from the corner by Brown. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Here's a shot taken by Maxwell on the lane. It's going to be good, and he's following the play. Big bucket there. David Maxwell gets the field goal and one as he goes to the free throw line. Here the foul is going to go on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So Maxwell now with 11 points in the basketball game. Here comes Ronnell Grant back into the ball game now for Sioux Falls, replacing Derek Brown. So going to the free throw line is going to be David Maxwell. 9:16 to play here in the basketball game. Here's a shot from the line. It's up and in. Maxwell gets the three-point play. And now Brady Lohman will bring the ball up here for Hastings College. Lobs it inside down to Reinwald. The shot is up and in. Reinwald gets the field goal for Hastings. He's now got 11 points in the basketball game at 72-62. Hastings now with a 10-point deficit to make up here. Here's a shot off of the elbow from the right side. It's going to be no good by Tisby. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Tisby throws up one from the right elbow that could not connect. Now the Broncos have a chance to cut the ball game down to single digits again. 72-62 is the score. Time slipping away, though. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play here this week. Brady Woolman dribbling with the ball out in three-point territory. Dane Bacon has got it now. To Jake Marvin, another whistle away from all the action. I don't know if we've had a possession tonight that a foul has not been called. Ronnell Grant picks up the foul. That's going to be number five on him, so he is done. Leads with 8 minutes and 32 seconds left here in the ballgame. He leads with 2 points. He's the first guy to foul out of the ballgame. Probably will not be the last. Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line for Hastings. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line as he cans this one. Now 72-63. Hastings back to within 9 points here with 8.5 minutes to play. Tobin Reinwald will have one more. His shot good. So Hastings hanging close in there. It's now 72-64. With 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play, Reinwald's going to check out now for Hastings, and Derek Fletcher comes back in there. Sioux Falls back with the basketball. Here's Eric Tisby. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Comes out to a Skyler Block at the top of the key. Swings it left side. Down to Hubbard. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Fletcher. Fletcher gets the ball on the near sideline to Kane. Hastings back in the offensive scoring zone. To Dane Bacon. Now to Fletcher. On the wing on the left side. Fletcher hammers the ball down low. That's going to be Aaron Kane on the baseline. Here's an entry pass. A shot by Jake Marvin is up and in. Marvin now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings within six. 72-66 in Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. This is as close as the Broncos have been for a while. 7 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings within six. It's Sioux Falls 72, Hastings 66.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska-Texas A&M ball game is underway down in College Station, Texas. At last check, 7.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Nebraska out on top of Texas A&M in football tonight by a score of 3-0. Hastings College women's basketball team losing tonight to Sioux Falls, 86-46. Cougars had a 39-26 halftime lead. Alicia Stadler led the way for Hastings. She had 20 points before fouling out with 4:12 remaining in the contest. Sophia McDermott had 12 points. Hastings plagued by 20 turnovers in the ball game tonight. So Hastings 4-4 in the season. Now they're now 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Hastings College men have battled back here from a 14-point deficit. Hastings now trailing by just 6. 72-66. David Maxwell has got it now. To Hubbard as he throws the ball down low right through the fingertips of the Cougars down there. I think the pass was intended again for Maxwell. And coming out of the ball game is going to be Hubbard after he throws the errant pass. That's 7 turnovers now on the Cougars. Now Hastings has a chance to slice into this lead again. Ryan Walt comes back in. Here comes Aaron Kane out of the ball game for Lance Creech. Devin Manning comes in. Brady Woolman will come to the bench. So Hastings within 6 points here at 72-66 with 7:55 to play in the contest. And now Sioux Falls attacking here in backcourt. Devin Manning comes into the forecourt now to a Dane Bacon. Bacon gets it to Jake Marvin. Marvin now to Fletcher. Back to Marvin at the top of the key to Dane. Dane gets it away to a Devin Manning. Now to Dane Bacon behind a Fletcher screen. Still can't put up a shot. 15 on the shot clock. On the far side is Tobin Reinwald. Now to Devin Manning. Two falls in a man-to-man. Manning dribbles in the lane, falls down, gets the ball out here. Now to Jake Marvin to Fletcher. His shot for three is good. An off-balance three-pointer by Derek Fletcher as the shot clock was running down. Fletcher now with 17 in the ball game. Hastings down by 3 points, 72-69. Now the ball tipped away, picked up here by the 10-second line. Derek Brown has got it now for Sioux Falls. Hastings trailing in the ball game by three at 72-69. Derrick Brown gets it to the right side, down to David Maxwell. Maxwell to Malloy, drives down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Skyler Block. He goes back up. His shot is good, but it won't count. We've got a whistle underneath the bucket there. A foul is going to go on Hastings on the floor before Skyler Block put that one back down to the hole. Derrick Fletcher picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So Hastings has battled back from a 14-point deficit. Hastings now trailing by a score of 72-69. Here's Derrick Brown with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Left side of the lane. Comes out now to Matt Malloy as they work the offense out here to David Maxwell, now to Tisby. Tisby now to Derrick Brown. Bounce pass goes inside to David Maxwell. He spins, puts up a shot. Good. Nice move. David Maxwell scores for Sioux Falls. He's got 14 points in the ball game. The Cougars back out to a 5-point lead, 74-69. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive zone. Devin Manning with it on the left sideline behind a screen from Fletcher. Manning tries to dribble the baseline and drive that baseline. He can't do it. Now he circles around into the paint. His shot is up and in. He banks one home. Devin Manning now at 14. Hastings again within 3 points, 74-71. We got 6 minutes to play. And now we got a foul called here as Sioux Falls came back into the offensive zone. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his third. Nobody from Hastings has fouled out of the ball game yet. Sioux Falls has had one man sent to the bench. That was Ronnell Grant. Going to the free throw line for Sioux Falls will be Skyler Block. Block now with 19 points in the ball game. He's leading the Cougars in scoring here tonight. One out of two from the stripe. His shot is up there. That one is good. He'll get one more. It's now 75-71 Cougars. Checking back into the ball game for Sioux Falls will be Kelly Hubbard. After the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight, so stick around for that. Skyler Block will have one more. Next shot is up there. That one is good. 76-71. Reinwald comes back quickly for Hastings. Cross-court pass goes to Bacon for three from the corner. Shot no good. Rebound, Skyler Block. One shot and out for the Broncos. Skyler Block right there with the rebound. Gets to the Tisby into the forecourt now to Hubbard. Hubbard goes inside to a Skyler Block. Block backs up and now gets it to Maxwell. Back to Block as they work their right side over there. Back out into three-point territory. We're down to 5:45 to play. 15 on the shot clock. Sioux Falls works with it. Here's Malloy for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose and it's going to be put back down through the hole by Maxwell. A missed shot and a rebound by Maxwell, and he lays it back in. 78-71. Hastings trailing by seven. Here's Devin Manning drives and dumps it off at the last second. Nice shot by Jake Marvin. It's up and in. Marvin now with 6 points in the ball game, and Lance wants to call a timeout. So Hastings will call a timeout here. 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Sioux Falls 78, Hastings 73.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this evening. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailed by 14 points here in the second half. 78-73 is the score now as the Broncos have battled back to within 5 points here. Hastings trailed at 1.67-53. That was the biggest lead of the ball game for Sioux Falls, also led by 14 points at 69-55. But Hastings then scored 5 straight points to pull within 9. They've been chipping away, but we have had not had the lead since early in the ball game. Our last lead was at 23-19. That was the biggest lead that Hastings had. So here's Sioux Falls back as they attack the basket again, and they draw another personal foul on Hastings. They go right to the basket. David Maxwell has been a tough guy to handle down there. Aaron Kane picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. It's hard to believe that there's a guy out there without a personal foul. Kane picks one up right there for Hastings. Here's a shot for the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. So Maxwell hits the free throw. He's now 4 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. He's got 17 points in the ball game. Skyler Block has got 21 to lead the Cougars. Sioux Falls now leading by 6 points. It is 79-73. And David Maxwell will have one more here for Sioux Falls. We're down to 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Next shot is up there. Rattles off. No good. Maxwell misses one. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. So Derek Fletcher comes back now for Hastings. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Goes over to Reinwald here on the right sideline. Ball high above his head. Reinwald goes to Fletcher. He wasn't looking for it. It's deflected. Picked up by Reinwald. Drives down the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouled. Fletcher wasn't ready for that one. It goes ricocheting off of his hands. Reinwald picks it back up and takes it right to the hole where he draws a personal foul and Sioux Falls. It's going to go on Deshaun Howard. That's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus on Sioux Falls here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Tobin Reinwald, freshman out of Lincoln. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. He's 5 of 5 from the free throw line, and he misses this one. So Reinwald will have one more here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Dylan Flynn comes into the ballgame now for Hastings. 4:55 to play. Hastings trailing by 6. It is 79-73. Here comes the next shot by Reinwald. It's up and in. Hastings trailed at halftime 44-37. Reinwald now comes to the bench. And coming back in is going to be Brady Lohman. 79-74. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's Maxwell on the high post right at the free throw line. Hands it away now to Hubbard. Jump pass goes down on the baseline again. That's a Maxwell with his back to the basket. He works. Jump pass down in the opposite corner down here on the left. His shot is up there. It's no good. That's Hubbard taking the shot. Rebound comes down to Hastings. 79-74. Broncos down by 5 points. Hastings with the ball. Fletcher has got it for the Broncos. Fletcher gets it away now to Dane Bacon. Bacon out to Fletcher. To Woolman on the right sideline. Woolman dribbles once. Comes out to Bacon at the top of the key. Now to Aaron Kane. To Fletcher. Lobs the ball inside and grabbing the ball. Shooting and scoring is going to be Flynn. Dylan Flynn scores for Hastings. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings within 3 points again at 79-76. Third time here in the past couple of minutes, Hastings has cut that lead down to 3. There's a shot in the lane. It's up there. It's good. Kelly Hubbard scoring there for Sioux Falls in the paint. He's got 6 points. 81-76. Hastings now down by 5 points with 3:42 to play here in the contest. Broncos with the ball. Dane Bacon has got it. Leads it out here to Fletcher. Down to Bacon. Drives the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Dane Bacon gets the field goal for Hastings, and he's fouling the play as he drives the baseline from the right corner toward the hoop, and he draws a personal foul. Bacon now with 13 points in the basketball game. No, they waved this one off. That's going to be an offensive foul, and Lance is not happy with that one. Dane Bacon is hit with an offensive foul, and the basket does not count. So the score remains at 81-76. That's an offensive foul called there on Dane Bacon as the officials come over to make sure the scores table got that one correct. Lance is all the way down on the end line here to question that one. Nevertheless, Sioux Falls has got the ball. That would have been a big, big bucket there by Dane Bacon. But it was a offensive charging foul on Dane. So instead, Sioux Falls gets the ball back in a 5-point lead. Here's David Maxwell with the ball now. As he spins, puts up a shot over Kane. Good. David Maxwell now with 19. Sioux Falls has opened up a 7-point lead now. Derek Fletcher with the ball with 3 minutes to play. Fletcher running one-hander is up there. He's going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. Or is he? No, now they're going to send Fletcher to the free throw line. No, they're not. He signaled Sioux Falls first, but then he looks at Fletcher and he hits him with a personal foul. So Fletcher gets hit with an offensive charging foul. Back-to-back offensive charges against Hastings, and Sioux Falls has got the ball now with 3 minutes to play. 83-76. They signaled 50 first, but then it was Fletcher who picks up the personal foul. Sioux Falls has got it on the offensive attack right here. Tisby, three-pointer put up there. No good. There's rebound by Hastings. Bacon gets the rebound. The Broncos are down by 7 points. 83-76 with 2:45 to play. Bacon has got it for the Broncos. Gets it down to Manning. Devin Manning over to Fletcher. Lobs it inside. It's a little bit too far. Flynn gets it under control. Has it knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Ball is knocked out of Flynn's hands. So Hastings will play things in. The pass was a little bit too far there by Fletcher. Flynn had to kind of juggle the ball, and it had knocked out of his hands underneath the basket. And now we got a foul as Hastings plays the ball in. Call is not going the Broncos' way down here down the stretch. Jake Marvin picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Lohman comes back in. Here comes Kane back in. Here comes Dylan Flynn back in. So a couple of charging fouls, and then Hastings hit there with an illegal screen, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. We got 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Broncos are down by 7 points. We'll take a break with a score. Sioux Falls 83, Hastings 76.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska football tonight in the first quarter. Nebraska leading Texas A&M 3-0. They got 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the first, Hastings College men's basketball team trailing here with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. 83-76 is the score. Sioux Falls out on top. Broncos need a defensive stop right here. Kelly Hubbard with it on the wing on the right side. Down to Malloy. Malloy works it inside. That's Maxwell with the ball. Maxwell gives it away. Here's Hubbard. His shot from 10 in the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hastings comes out of there with it. Dylan Flynn has got it down to Fletcher. Here come the Broncos. Fletcher quickly back into the offensive zone. Hastings trailing by 7. Fletcher stops out here. Gets the ball now to a Brady Woolman here on the near side behind his screen. Woolman takes it to the top of the key. Entry pass to Fletcher. Kicks it back out to Flynn. He spins in the lane. Kicks it out to Fletcher for 3. Shot good. Fletcher from the wing on the right side scores. Fletcher now with 20 in the ball game. His season high 31 that he put up against York earlier this year. Hastings back within 4 points, 83-79. They trailed by 14 earlier this half. They've cut the lead down to 3 a couple of times, but have not been able to reclaim the lead here. Tisby has got it, drives it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Eric Tisby scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and now Sioux Falls calls a timeout. 1 minute and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game. Sioux Falls back out to a 6-point lead. It's the Cougars 85 and the Broncos 79.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Stewart Center. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tuesday going to be a big day for us. We'll have all 6 state championship games on Monday and Tuesday from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Those games will air on ESPN 1550 KICS. So the state high school football season will come to an end this week. 6 state champions crowned, 3 on Monday, 3 on Tuesday, and we'll have all 6 games on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergen here on 1230 KHAS as well on Tuesday. 10 o'clock pregame show, 10:15 for the kickoff down in Lincoln. And then later that night, we'll have Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. 85-79, Hastings trailing by 6 points. Broncos with the ball. Marvin has got it. Now to Fletcher for 3. It's off the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tisby for Sioux Falls. Tisby will dribble behind his back to get it back into the offensive zone against Manning. Sioux Falls has got it and a 6-point lead right now. We're down to a minute to play here in this one. Tisby has got it on the right sideline. Tisby dribbling with the ball and a palming violation on Eric Tisby. So Hastings will get it here in backcourt, trailing by 6 points. So just a 2-possession ball game here. 58 seconds to play in the contest. Derek Fletcher has got it. Comes to the near sideline to Manning. Now underneath the Fletcher. He goes up for the shot. It's blocked. He gets his own ball back. And now as it's stripped away, it is picked up here. And a foul is going to be called as Malloy was coming back the other way for Sioux Falls. Fletcher had a couple of opportunities there. But a foul is going to be called here on Jake Marvin of Hastings. And that's going to be number five on Marvin. He is out of the ball game. So he becomes the first Bronco to head to the sidelines. The second man in the ball game to foul out. Marvin will lead with 46 seconds left on the clock here. He leads with 6 points, all six in the second half. So Marvin is out of the ball game. Coming back in now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. So 85-79 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points. Going to the free throw line again will be Matt Malloy. He's been dead on tonight. 11 out of 11 from the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Here's a shot by Malloy. That's going to be no good. He'll have one more. Malloy's been averaging 16 points per ball game so far this season for Sioux Falls. He's got 18 so far tonight. Matt Malloy will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. That's a three-possession ball game now for Sioux Falls. 86-79. Hastings trailing by 7 points. Here's Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher comes out to Devin Manning. Manning dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Now all the way to the basket. His shot no good. And now we got a foul call and the rebound crashing the boards for Hastings was Flynn. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Skyler Block of Sioux Falls. Block also crashing the boards there, ran into Flynn. So now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings, 75% foul shooter, and he's 0-for-1 so far tonight. Flynn has got 6 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, it's good. Now he's got 7 as he hits the free throw. It's now 86-80. Hastings again down by 6 points. Down to a two-possession ball game again. Dylan Flynn will have one more. Derek Fletcher now talking with the coaching staff here for Hastings. Next shot is up there. It is good. 86-81 now. Hastings down by 5 points. 30 seconds to play. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Sioux Falls breaks the pressure. David Maxwell back into the offensive zone. Down to 25 seconds to go. Now we got a foul called again. They go on the far sideline from Dane Bacon. Third foul on Bacon. That's going to send Sioux Falls to the free throw line. Sioux Falls as a team hitting 80% of their foul shots. So Hastings has got a foul here to stay in this ball game. And now the Broncos will call a timeout. They'll talk strategy here with 22 seconds remaining in the contest. 22.4 to be exact. Sioux Falls will be at the free throw line. Both teams over the 10 foul limit here in this second half. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So we've got a timeout, 22 seconds to play. Sioux Falls leading Hastings 86-81.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailed at halftime 44-37. Sioux Falls built a 14-point lead here in the second half a couple of times at 67-53 and 69-55. Hastings has cut the lead down to 3 points several times at 72-69, 74-71. And 79-76, but just have not been able to get over the hump. Sioux Falls staying out on top here by free throws, and now the Cougars at the free throw line again. And this guy has been almost dead on here tonight. That's Matt Malloy. Now 12 out of 13 from the free throw line, 19 points in the contest. He'll have another two shots here. Both teams over the 10-foul limit. 86-81, Sioux Falls with a lead, and the shot from the line is up and in. Sioux Falls trying to even up their record at 2 wins and 2 losses with a win here tonight. They would go to 1-0 in the conference if they can hang on. Shot for the free throw line is good again. Malloy, 14 out of 15 for the free throw line. Sioux Falls with a 7-point lead, 88-81. 17 seconds to play. Devin Manning has got it out here in 3-point territory. Here's a pass deflected, picked up by Dane Bacon. Bacon for Hastings with 9 seconds. He's going to drive all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Bacon gets the field goal. It's now 88-83. Now the Broncos foul here in backcourt. We're down to 6.3 seconds to play. And the Broncos foul here in backcourt. That's going to send Sioux Falls back to the free throw line. A two-possession ball game. Stranger things have happened here. 6.3 seconds to play. 88-83. Going to the free throw line for Sioux Falls is Eric Tisby. He has not shot a free throw today. He's a 66% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's good. So that gives Sioux Falls a six-point lead, 89-83. Eric Tisby will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher gets the ball now to Devin Manning. Manning hustles into the forecourt. Launches up a three. His shot is no good, and that's the ball game. Sioux Falls holds off Hastings College in men's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings got a 14-point lead down to 3 points several times late in the second half, but unable to come out of here with a win. And Sioux Falls knocks off Hastings in the conference opener here tonight at the Stewart Center. Final score, Sioux Falls 89, Hastings 83. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Sioux Falls beats Hastings in men's college basketball action here tonight. Final score of 89-83. So Hastings now 2-5 on the season. They will drop to 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Sioux Falls wins the conference opener here tonight, and they now improve to 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hastings had a lead in the first half of play. In fact, their last lead was at 23-19 before Sioux Falls came back to score 4 straight points to tie things up at 23 apiece. We were tied up at 30. Sioux Falls eventually got out to a 44-37 halftime lead and then opened the lead up by 14 points in the second half. At 67-53 and at 69-55, Hastings chipped away, got it down to 3 points several times at 72-69, 74-71, and at 79-76, but could not get over the hump. And Sioux Falls holds off the Broncos here tonight. Men's college basketball, 89-83. Hastings ended up shooting 55% for the ball game. They were 26-47 from the field. 8-16 on three-pointers for 50%. 23-27 from the free throw line for 85%. Sioux Falls hit 51% from the field tonight. They were 30-58. 3-9 on three-pointers for 33%. 26-34 free throws for 76%. So we shoot a combined total of 61 free throws in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings getting out rebounded by Sioux Falls by 128-27. Hastings getting 20 points in the ball game tonight from Derek Fletcher, 14 points for Devin Manning, 14 points for Tobin Reinwald, 13 points for Dane Bacon. So Hastings had 4 guys in double figures here tonight, but it wasn't enough. Other scores for Hastings: Dylan Flynn had 8 points, 6 for Jake Marvin, 4 points for Jason States and two for Aaron Kane. Leading scorer for Sioux Falls was Matt Malloy. He had 21 in the ball game tonight. Also, Skyler Block, he had 21. 19 for David Maxwell. Some other scores for Sioux Falls in the ball game tonight. Eric Tisby ended up with 3. Deshaun Howard had 6. Derek Brown had 7. Kelly Hubbard had 6. James Rader had 4. And Ronnell Grant had 2 points. Grant fouled out of the ball game with 8:32 remaining in the contest. Jake Marvin fouled out for Hastings with 46 seconds to play. But Sioux Falls wins it here tonight. Men's college basketball, the final score, Sioux Falls 89, Hastings 83. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back at the Stewart Center, Hastings College dropping this one to Sioux Falls tonight, 89-83. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Women's contest was won by Sioux Falls 86-46 earlier today. We'll come back and name a player of the game for each squad right after this timeout.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
Hastings College women here tonight will be Alicia Stadler. She leads the way in scoring again for the Broncos at 20 points in the ball game, 8 in the first half, 12 more in the second half. Stadler had 8 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She fouled out with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Hastings being hammered by Sioux Falls in the first ball game, 86-46. And for the Hastings College men, Derek Fletcher is going to be our player of the game tonight for the Broncos. Fletcher was 7 out of 15 from the field, 3 out of 7 from three-point territory. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He pulls down 6 rebounds, 1 on offense, 5 on defense, finishes with 20 points. Also had an assist and 1 steal in the ball game here tonight. Played 35 minutes for the Broncos, but they came up short as well, 89-83 to the University of Sioux Falls Cougars. So Alicia Stadler and Derek Fletcher are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated.
Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this evening as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And again, the Broncos dropping one here tonight to Sioux Falls, 89-83. And Coach, just your feelings on the ball game. This is a team that was picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference by the league's coaches, and you guys played right with them.
Well, we had our chances down the stretch, and, you know, I talked to our guys. Anytime you're playing a good team on the road, if you've got a chance to win a basketball game in the last 2 to 3 minutes, you know, things are going right. And again, we compete. We dig ourselves out of a hole, but it's the things that are getting our, you know, getting us in the hole. It's turnovers and rebounds. And we had 11 turnovers in the first half, and we're being out-rebounded by 5 or 6 in the first half. But more importantly, we're 7 offensive. And we're just really having a hard time for whatever reason, if it's youth, strength, size, inexperience, toughness, whatever the heck it is. We're just having a hard time capturing the ball on defensive rebounds. We're just not doing a good enough job. So, again, that's going to be a focus. And I think turnovers and just, you know, careless, goofy turnovers that, you know, we're just not used to, you know, and that's the thing. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, you take 4 22-year-old men out of your lineup and you put 3 or 4 18-year-old boys in, it's a big difference. And that's kind of what you're seeing, is at crucial times, our players just don't know what we need to do. But I think people that are here or people that are listening understand we have some talent. We have people that can make plays. It's just a matter of getting everybody on the same page on the same night. It's coming. I mean, we got better tonight, and I know that sounds silly when you drop a ball game and stuff, but we did get better, and I thought we competed, and I thought we had a chance. And right now, we've got to find signs of improvement. And I thought that those were the improvement signs for us tonight.
Tell you what, you talked about it during our pregame show about the size that Sioux Falls had. Not only are they are big, but they are big and physical inside. Yeah. We had a little trouble with that, didn't we?
Well, and I think what you saw when we did get past the first wave, I thought, first of all, their guards did a really good job of holding us up on drives. I didn't think we did a very good job of getting the ball to the basket on drives, and when we did, a lot of times we got knocked to the ground. You know, we're hauling for a foul, but it's just not a foul. You know, I mean, you're doing, begging and pleading for what you can to get it, but it wasn't a foul situation, and they blocked our shots, so they altered our shots, because, you know, in practice, we don't see that from our guards. Our bigs don't, you know, give us that look in practice, and it's hard to simulate. And then conversely, just getting the ball inside, you know, by the time we caught it, we're about the 15-foot mark, because we just got, our bigs got knocked so far off the blocks, it was tough to make, you know, proper moves. So, you know, that's, you just can't teach 40 pounds of muscle overnight. You know, that's a tough thing to do, but we'll keep competing, we'll keep getting in the weight room, and you know, hopefully in a couple of years, our kids look like Sioux Falls kids.
61 free throws as a result. This is the prettiest ball game we've seen in a long time. But
You know, coming into this thing, Mike, we knew we had to make it ugly. You know, we had to stop the clock. Fletch is going to play a ton of minutes all year. Anytime we can stop the clock, if we're at the line, they're at the line. Sometimes that's your best timeout, because we're going to use them all, and he's going to need rest. And we have certain players on the floor at crucial times that sometimes a foul shot's not a terrible thing for us, even if the other team's shooting it.
Well, were you happy with the offense tonight and how that all worked?
Well, it got better, but anytime the ball goes in the hoop, it looks like your offense is good. But Sioux Falls is a good team. You know, they're a good physical defensive team, and we put up 83 points. Now, you know, you're happy about one side of the ball and you're frustrated about the other, because you give up 90, and we've just got to find a way to control the tempo even a little bit better, and you know, we've got to still be able to apply ball pressure, and we're going to have, you know, good opponents all year long from here on out. There's going to be no gimmies for sure, so we've just got to do a better job of slowing crucial opponents down, especially individual foes. Matt Malloy, Scatter Block, did a tremendous job for Sioux Falls. But, to get back to your original question, I think our offense was better. We had some flow. We had some cleverness. We did some good things. We executed our game plan. We made good adjustments at timeouts and halftime. You know, Fletch did a good job on changing his cuts on a couple of our set plays and getting himself in the lane. So, again, we did. We got better, and I was a little bit more pleased.
You're going to Hastings College dropping this one 89-83. Unfortunately, with the team that we have this year so young, and now we got the conference season starting before Thanksgiving, we could take a couple of more non-conference games to get this offense flowing, but we just don't have that luxury in the GPAC.
No, just not many opportunities. We're going to have three, with one after Christmas or the holiday break there. We got a couple coming up this weekend, but you have Nebraska Wesleyan coming to town on Tuesday, which would be nice just to sleep in our own bed and not have to travel 5 hours to get to a game. But, there's no rest, that's for sure. And at some point, we're going to have some other people step up because our freshmen, it's just human nature. They're gonna face a little bit of fatigue here before long. So hopefully we can push them through to the holiday break, and we can let them get fatigued right at holiday break and get about 7 or 8 days off and get back to it.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.
Thank you.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos are dropping this one 89-83 to the University of Sioux Falls. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
Sweep here over Hastings College in men's and women's college basketball in a women's game. It was Sioux Falls beating Hastings 86-46. Alicia Stadler, 20 points for Hastings. Sophia McDermott had 12 points for the Broncos. Meanwhile, in the men's ball game, it was Hastings losing to Sioux Falls by a score of 89-83. Leading the way for Hastings in the ball game was Derek Fletcher. He had 20 points in the contest tonight to lead Hastings. So the Hastings College men dropped to 2 wins. And 5 losses on the season. The Hastings College women are now 4-4. Both the Hastings College men and women will take on Nebraska Wesleyan on Tuesday back at Lynn Farrell Arena. That'll be the only second home game of the season for the Hastings College men, so they'll be anxious to get back home. That'll be a 6 and 8 o'clock starting time back at Hastings, and we'll have the game for you on 1230 KHIS pregame show at 5:45 on Tuesday afternoon. So that'll wrap things up from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls again tonight. Hastings College losing in the women's game 86-46 and losing the men's game 89-83. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux Falls.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.